we can certainly hear a deep sense of longing in Isaiah's voice this morning. Let the just one, or justice, descend from the heavens. Let the earth open and salvation burst forth. The prophet is responding from out of the deepest part of his soul. This longing to return into intimacy with the Creator is embedded within each one of us from the moment we are spoken into being. Our soul could never be satisfied with aloof gods or gods of our own design and construction. No, friends, the one holy and mighty God comes to us even when we cannot go to him. That's intimacy. Turn to me and be safe, all you ends of the earth. Two of John's disciples return to him with news that can finally calm his soul. Point blank, they have asked Jesus if he is the one promised by God. Our Lord doesn't deny this truth, but responds with a challenge. What do you see? What do you hear? Do your analysis. Do your homework. Review the book of Isaiah. Draw your own conclusions and report to John. In other words, carry out your assignment. Jesus tells John's disciples really to engage their own faculties and trust who and what they see before them. This Advent season, like no other in recent memory that I can recall, calls upon the faithful to sharpen our awareness of God in our life. It is only by continually nurturing relationship with Jesus through Scripture and sacrament will we begin to uncover the only means of satisfying our deepest longing for intimacy with our holy Creator. Amen.